The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. 25% of UK adults listen to podcasts weekly, according to new research for UK media regulator Ofcom. While not directly comparable with data from elsewhere, broadcast analyst Adam Bowie has taken a look at the details. You'll find those linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Show notes, obviously, if your podcast player supports them, unlike Apple Podcasts currently does. Clean Voice is a new service promising to automatically remove all of those words from your recordings. It's $3 a shot, but it could save you quite some time in editing. Apple Podcasts Connect still isn't allowing new podcasts from some users with error messages about missing artwork and copyright statements. PodNews lost access to our account again last week. It's since returned, minus any stats. Still, we're doing better than Dirk Prims, who's been waiting for more than 10 days to access his. Podpage is now working with Fusebox, a paid podcast player. Shimalaya has filed for a US IPO. They're the largest audio platform in China, and they have 250 million monthly users and 5.2 million active content creators. Out of all audio listened to on mobile in China, Shimalaya provides 75% of it. Well, JustPod's Yang Yi points us to their English prospectus. It contains Shimalaya's view of the Chinese audio market. And as with coverage of podcasting in China, the definition of what a podcast is could be different to your definition. And free editing software Audacity has been, quote, acquired by a new company, Muse Group. The announcement video from Muse Group's Martin Keary claims he's been asked to step up and manage Audacity in partnership with its open source community. Now, Keary has a good reputation for UX research and design, and Audacity certainly needs it, but Audacity's website doesn't mention anything about this, nor is it mentioned in their development mailing list or the Audacity forum, so it's a little unclear quite what's going on here. Audacity is free software. It's a GPL open source project with more than 100 contributors, and anyone can download the source code. The Audacity trademark, registered by the original developer Dominic Mazzoni, does appear to have been acquired by Muse Group, though. Maybe that's what they've bought. And in tech stuff today, in case you missed it on Friday, Apple Podcasts on iOS 14.5 no longer directly reads RSS feeds and relies on data from its crawler. Now, that crawler currently visits very irregularly. We understand the plan is for some improvements to its polling schedule shortly. And Apple Podcasts on version 14.5 has changed how show and episode descriptions work, as detailed in a Podlove discussion which we link to today. Basically, it loves iTunes summary, but if you take those out, it'll happily fall back to description, and you can put HTML in there, wrapped with C data, and it'll show that, at least the first 4K of it. Both iTunes summary and content encoded have both been quietly dropped from Apple's RSS examples, and we've dropped iTunes summary completely from our feed just to see what happens. There are now 3.7 million podcasts in the podcast index. 319,000 shows have posted once in the past 30 days. And Apple Podcasts Connect appears to be promoting a reporter command line utility, under an error message that we link to today, to grab your data from the portal. We link to the zip to download as well in case you're interested. However, the user guide contains no mention of the word podcast. So quite how useful it'll be is anyone's guess. And in podcast news, Real Sports Heroes explores the importance of today's black sports star having a voice that goes beyond the court and playing field. It's on Sounder, and we thank them for their support this month. A positive climate launched today through interviews with inspiring people looking at products to tackle climate change. It should help everyone have a more positive impact on the planet, they say. Sounds Profitable's podcast interviews Nick Hilton, who regularly podcasts slightly alarming blogs about the dark future for podcasting. Will he have a more positive outlook in real life? Tune in and find out. And Podland News may have been over a day late if you use Apple Podcasts, but you'll hear more about subscription services and more in this week's episode with Sam Sethi and me. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.